would say it's a fair guess that most Catholics, if not all of us, including us here, want to, in the words of St. Paul, lay hold of eternal life. In other words, we want to enter into our eternal reward. We want to go to heaven. We want to enter that kingdom of God. You know, we don't want to go to the other place. We don't even need to talk about there. But we want to enter into that eternal reward. And that's good because that's our goal here on earth. That should be our goal, and that's what we were created for. To first of all grow closer to God while we're here, but then at the end of this life to be in right relationship with God and our souls enter into heaven. That's what we're here for. That's the whole purpose of our earthly lives. The problem is we, and I use myself in this very much in this we, I include myself in this, we're too comfortable. We're too complacent. We've allowed ourselves to become complacent. We get caught up in our routines. We seek to fulfill what we want. And we set aside and ignore our relationship with God for earthly things. That's very much our human reaction, our human nature. The problem is the readings today warn us against complacency and seeking that comfort. The first reading is very explicit against it. The first reading is very clear against that seeking that comfort and that complacency. Amos is warning the people of Israel who have come to expect comfort. They have come to expect that their life would be good and they could just kind of take it easy and have that comfort, have the best of food, the best of drink, have all the entertainment they could want, and to do so without concern for others. Frankly, this first reading could easily describe our country today, where we have come to expect a life of comfort. We desire good food and good drink, and have come to expect entertainment that is easy and ready at hand. We don't have to think, we just turn on the TV, or go to a sporting game, or go to a movie. And to do so without concern for loving God and loving our neighbor. So we very much could be talking about our country today, where we live today. The gospel makes clear, however, that this life of complacency and desiring comfort is to be avoided. That there is a great danger in that life of comfort. Because the rich man had the life of comfort. He had all the food and drink that he could ever want, and the best of it. And he had so much of it that he could just waste it. He could just allow the scraps to fall from his table and not even worry about them. He had the most expensive clothes. You know, in the scriptures, whenever you see someone wearing purple, purple was the most expensive dye. It was the hardest to acquire. So if you had purple clothes, you had the most luxurious clothes that you could have. Usually kings had purple clothes, not the average person. So he had everything he could ever want. And then we see the contrast of Lazarus, who was in absolute poverty. He had nothing in this world. He didn't even have health. He was so impoverished that dogs would lick the sores that he had. He was in absolute, complete poverty. Well, what happened to them? What happened to them at the end of their lives? Well, said the rich man died and was buried. He had placed his comfort over the love of God, and he ended up in the netherworld where he was in torment. Lazarus, on the other hand, trusted God even in his absolute poverty, and he ended up in the bosom of Abraham. The bosom of Abraham was the abode of the just, where those who died before our Lord came, where they went waiting for our Lord's coming. They were expecting our Lord to come and open the gates of heaven. And when our Lord did come, those who were in the bosom of Abraham entered into eternal life. They entered into heaven. They followed our Lord through the gates of heaven. So Lazarus ended up being comforted for all eternity. When we hear these two readings, this first reading in this gospel, it should be making us question, am I being complacent? Like the Israelites in the first reading, am I seeking that life of comfort? And the second question we should be asking, do I want to end like the rich man or like Lazarus? Well, I hope the answer to that second question is we want to end up like Lazarus and not the rich man. And I hope we say that, yes, I am being complacent, I am being comfortable, but I don't want to be. So how do we overcome that complacency? How do we overcome that desire for comfort? Well, St. Paul tells us in the second reading, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. In other words, if we wish to overcome that complacency and that comfort, we need to seek and grow in our relationship with God. We need to seek that our relationship may grow and continue to grow throughout our lives. But we also need to step out of our comfort zone. We need to look for ways that we can give of ourselves. Give ourselves, first of all, to God. We always give, love of God. But then secondly, to give ourselves out of love to our neighbors. To follow those two great commandments. This is what St. Paul means when he talks about to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. To keep those two great commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. To spend our lives in service of God and neighbor. That's how we overcome this complacency. That's how we overcome this seeking for comfort. Now there's a temptation, there's a trap that we can fall in. And that's to say things like, oh, when I've learned enough about the faith, then I'll go out and do that. Or when someone else takes the lead, I'll follow them. Well, that's a trap we have to avoid. We must not wait to some point in the future when we think we're ready. We need to start now. Because the future may be too late. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know how long we have on this earth. So we need to start now in offering ourselves out of love for God and love for neighbor. Because if we wish to lay hold of eternal life, we will set aside our comfort and our complacency. And as St. Paul encourages us, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith.